Welcome back to Young and Rooted, the podcast for young professionals in agriculture by a young professional in agriculture. I'm your host, Kinley Humphreys, and today we are talking with agriculture career coach Casey Bowl. We cover topics like work-life balance, how to know if you're experiencing burnout, and setting attainable goals. Casey also talks to us about her coaching programs, so without further ado, let's get growing.
First of all, Casey Bolt, nice to officially meet you. I've been in the ag industry my entire life. I grew up on a farm in Indiana and worked for several different ag companies throughout my career. And I've always had a passion for kind of this discovery stage of getting to know people, just kind of really understanding who they are, what makes them tick, why they do what they do. And so I dove into a lot of different personal and professional development books, podcasts, courses, things like that, and ultimately just saw a really big gap in the agriculture industry. And I thought, how can I take this information and tailor it to agriculture and help people who wouldn't typically go out and seek these types of resources, such as farmers, ranchers, people like that, and make this something that is applicable or show them how important it is to invest in themselves and to grow in these ways. And so that's ultimately what kickstarted this role for me. I didn't know that anything like this existed. I kind of just made it up, but I'm starting to see more and more people coming into this industry who are wanting to invest in their own personal and professional development. I don't know if they call themselves a coach, but essentially that's what I am. So I help people in the agriculture industry, whether it's entrepreneurs and business owners or professionals who work for corporate companies, farmers, ranchers, and anything in between, with their personal growth and their professional development. So just helping them work through struggles that they're facing that could hold them back from being successful, whether it's at home or in the field.
Yeah, when did you start doing this? Like, what year?
I started dabbling in this in probably 2019, 2020 time frame. It was something that I started off as just a Facebook group, and I was just trying to connect with other people in the industry who wanted to talk about personal development, professional development. And I kept getting a lot of DMs of, "Hey, do you know anybody who does this? Or what is your advice on X, Y, and Z?" And I found that I didn't always know the answer. And for some reason, people just kind of thought I was the Cupid for this. And so they're like wanting me to connect them with this other resource or this other person. And I thought, how can I monetize this? And so I did this on nights and weekends for a couple of years. And then in 2023 is when I really just took this full time. And so I've been doing this full time for almost 2 years now.
Okay. Did whenever you first started, did you see kind of some hesitancy of people, wanting to admit that they may need help or they may be experiencing this burnout and they don't really know what next steps to take?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a stigma in the agriculture industry is that we don't want anybody to know that we're struggling. We don't want anybody to know that there's something that we don't have an answer to. And so I started having those really tough conversations with people, and I'm just like, okay, well, if your machine broke down or wasn't running right, you would take the time and the money to get it up and running in the way that's most efficient, that's most productive. And why wouldn't you do that same thing for you, right? Because if our machinery is not calibrated in the way that it needs to, it's not going to run efficiently. And so I kind of use the verbiage to their own personal growth or the things that they're dealing with in their own lives is that same thing of like, this is just the calibration. This is just us checking in and saying like, is there one or two areas that need to be tweaked? And just think how much smoothly things would be running and operating at optimum, efficiency if we just took a little bit of time to evaluate and make those adjustments. And when I start using the farmer language, they're like, oh, I get it now. So yeah, there was a little bit of feedback that's like, ah, this isn't really stuff we want to talk about. But when I broke it down and I used their language, they're like, oh, you can help me with my marriage. You can help me with the relationship I have with my brother. You can help me make my farm run a little bit more efficiently because we're communicating better. Okay, that's worth it to me now. So I just had to get a little creative and use language that spoke to them.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of people outside the industry understand that the majority of our industry is men over 50. I mean, that is our old farmers. You know, that is why we're still in print and we haven't fully gone social media. I think it's just really important that we're getting this younger generation that's understanding, okay, I need to take care of myself so I can take care of others as well. So I know you have three programs for people to choose from, the personal, professional, and then the agri-mons. How does someone know which would be the best for them?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So AgriMinds is a group coaching program. And so this is where there's probably between 5 to 10 people inside of this cohort, and we meet for 12 weeks. So it's a really short program. We're very specific about what we talk about through those 12 weeks. And by the end of it, they have tools and resources and new connections in the industry that they can then take with them and implement into their personal and their professional lives. So if group coaching is more your style, AgriMinds is the way to go. The one-on-one coaching, which is more so focused around like personal growth, is where you and I meet individually and either 3 to 6 months, depending on what your goals are, what your timeline looks like, things like that. This is where I work with a lot of younger college-age kids as well as adults, depending on what they have going through. So this is where you and I talk about the stuff that matters to you at the pace that you need, and it's a hun my attention is 100% yours. So that's what one-on-one coaching looks like. And then the professional development is more so for companies or organizations that want me to come in and speak to their team in their place of business or in their organization's headquarters or their event conferences, things like that. And so that's more so like keynote speaking, workshops, or even, like I said, coming in and doing a team training or working with people inside that company as a group too. So that kind of should differentiate, like, depending on what your needs are and what you're after, the one-on-one coaching versus the workshops versus the group coaching, one of those may be a better fit for you, depending on what you got going on.
Yeah. So I've noticed, say I followed you on Instagram and the social media platforms. I noticed you've really been pushing the AgriMinds. Is that like something new? Like what made you want to go in to do like a program versus the other two?
No, AgriMinds is the first thing that I started with. When I left corporate America and went off onto my own back in May of 2023, that was the first thing that I launched officially. That's the first thing I got paid to do. So I started off with the group coaching, and I liked that because I feel like it's less intimidating if there are other people in the group, right? Because sometimes you may have to warm up. And if this is a new concept for you to think about, like, how do I evaluate myself? How do I invest in myself? Doing it as a group sometimes is helpful, especially within agriculture, because we're learning from our peers, right? Like, I think so many people in industry want to be more intentional. They want to, invest in their businesses, and sometimes learning from their peers of like, oh, that's how you do that. Cool. I'm going to try that on my farm now too. Or I'm going to try that in my business or try that on my team. And so doing it as a group is sometimes less intimidating. And also, you're meeting new people, right? To go through this with other people who get it is comforting and rewarding too, because you've got people to talk to that understand some of the things that you're going through. And so AgriMinds was the first thing that I launched. That's my group coaching. That's kind of like my signature thing. And then from there, people were like, okay, I want a little bit more. I want to keep working with you. And so that's when one-on-one coaching started to be something that I offered more of. And so working with people, like I said, outside of the program. And so you're seeing a lot of posts around AgriMinds right now because the doors are open. So we're in like go mode. We're in launch mode. The enrollment is open and the enrollment will close soon. And so that's what you're probably seeing is like I'm pushing this program
Yeah.
because the doors are open and the seats are starting to fill up. And so I'm making sure that people are seeing that the opportunity is now to invest in themselves if they want to join that program. And then once the doors close, I'll get a little quieter on AgriMinds and maybe talk a little bit more about my speaking or one-on-one coaching or doing workshops and things like that. So you just caught me in like the season of like we're talking all things AgriMinds right
Yeah.
now.
No, I love to see it. Gonna kind of switch gears a little bit here from your program to just kind of talking about how do you realize that you're experiencing burnout or that you a coach might help?
Oh, that's such a good question. And I think it's going to show up differently for everybody, you know, especially on what your personality type is or what your culture is, because sometimes we're ashamed to like let people see that this is something we're dealing with, right? Like if you're having a bad day, one person may like you could see that just by looking at them, how they're standing, their facial expressions, like their moodiness, right? Whereas somebody else, if they're having a bad day, they may be more chipper than normal because they're trying to overcompensate and not let anybody know. And so it's going to show up differently for everybody, but the internal feelings that are some signs that you can pay attention to for burnout, and this can happen at any age. Even my 8-year-old experiences burnout. You know, like it may be baseball season and we're just, you know, a couple days a week we're at a game or we're traveling. He's wore out and he's burnt out and he has zero desire to keep playing baseball because it's just this like overwhelming feeling of dread every time we go. It's not something he enjoys anymore. So it doesn't matter your age, you can experience burnout. But some of the key signs are I'm stressed out, I'm not sleeping well, my appetite has changed, I'm maybe a little snippier or moodier with those people that are around me. And typically we take it out on those that we love first, right? And so if you're noticing that, you're probably starting to get wore out, right? And that leads to strained relationships. That leads to, you know, maybe weight gain, stress. I mean, maybe you've got acne. It's going to show up differently on everybody. When I get stressed out, you're going to start seeing this popping up. And so, like, that's when my husband's like, okay, maybe you need to go get a massage or something. So it's going to show up differently for everybody. But I think the key thing there is, are you enjoying the things that you once enjoyed? If not, let's take a look at why not? Are you overwhelmed? Are you burnt out? Like, you should enjoy life. You should be at peace. And if you're not, let's take a look at why. And so it could be that you're just doing too much of the wrong things at the wrong time.
Yeah, so I know you mentioned you have a son and you're married and everything. So that kind of leads into my next question, which is something that I kind of struggle with. What are tips for work-life balance? Because I have a remote job and I feel like I'm either all the job or all school or I'm just not focusing on anything but my life.
Yeah. Well, I again, this is such a hard thing to answer because none of this is cookie cutter. You know, nothing that I say is like, oh, this is going to apply to the masses. And so, depending on your season of life, that may be great that you're focused on your career and that you're focused on that. But when it comes time to maybe you're getting married, maybe you're having kids, the season of life that you're in is going to change. And so your priorities and your values are going to shift too. And so what I always tell people is to focus in on what your season of life is, what your values are, what your boundaries are. And if things are out of whack for you based off of what your standard is, then that's when adjustments need to be made. But I think one of the big myths that so many people believe, especially within agriculture, is that there's these two equal weights that of one of work and one of life, and that they have to be equal all the time. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong. When actually a healthy work-life balance is putting the right amount of time, attention, energy, resources into the right things at the right time. And so the season of life that I'm in right now, I'm focusing way less on my career and way more on my family. 5, 10 years ago, I didn't have a family. And so I was focusing in on my career. I was traveling. I was working all the time and I loved it. I was making money and I didn't feel guilty for it. And so I think that if you're in a position now where it's like, hey, I'm young and this is what my priorities are and I want to focus on my career, make that decision and have your back on it. But if you're noticing that this isn't aligning and it's t what you're doing isn't giving you what you feel is enough of family time or enough of career, you have to make those decisions and set some boundaries and say, is this helping or hurting me? And maybe you have to say no to things so that way you can say yes to the things that are important to you. And so, again, it's not cookie cutter, but if you're feeling out of whack, I would encourage you to say, what may need to go right now?
I wanted to create this podcast to help other people, but I'm definitely learning some stuff right now. And this is my last semester of college. I graduate in May, and I'm just like, I don't know where I'm going after this, but we'll figure it out. And I think something that I struggle with that you may be able to give some tips for is setting goals. And I feel like Pretty much every semester, we always have that one class where it's like, set your 5-year goals, set your 10-year goals, or your 1-year goals. And I just never know what to put because I'm unsure about the next step.
Yeah, goals are so tricky. And depending on how you're motivated, it's going to be different, right? Like, if you were to say, Casey, write down your 5 and your 10 year goals, I've been like, no, like, I'm not motivated by writing down my goals. I am not a check the list type of person. But if you were to say, Casey, what does life look like for you? How do you want to feel? What do you want to be eating? Who do you want to be with in 5 to 10 years? What's that look like for you? Then I'm starting to get like, oh, it's a little bit more creative. And that's how my mindset works. And so if I look at things like, how do I want my life to be looking? What do I want to be experiencing? Then I can write some stuff down. But if you were to say, what do you want your life to look like in 5 to 10 years? And like check off, like, I want a house and a kid and this type of job and make this much money. It's like, meh, that's not going to motivate me. And so I think depending on who you are and what motivates you is how you could frame looking at those goals. And so again, this is the type of stuff I do workshops on. This is the type of stuff that I do coaching on. A lot of people use the SMART goal framework, which is specific, measurable. You know what I'm talking about, right? Some people even do smarter goals, which at the end you do evaluated and reviewed and say, like, okay, is this working? I use the CORN framework because I'm in agriculture and I'm kind of geeky like that. And so the CORN framework is something that I created, which is create, organize, reflect, and nourish. And I just feel like it's so much easier to look at goals like that. It's like, okay, create your goal. What do you want to look like? What do you want your, dreams to be? What do you want to accomplish? And then organize those thoughts into really practical categories or pillars and say, okay, what are some things that I can actually be doing with those? Organize them into goals or small steps even, and then reflect and say, okay, is this aligned? Is this continuing to work? Because every single day we're taking in new information and it's changing how we want to continue moving forward through life. And so what I wanted yesterday may be very different from me today because something may have happened in the last 24 hours. It's completely shifted that for me. And so I'm not putting any of that stuff in concrete. I'm saying, okay, let's reevaluate, let's review, let's reflect, right? And then nourish is that last letter in the CORN framework of I need to not only take care of myself and nourish my mind and my body, but I want to nourish those relationships and connections, and I want to nourish my goals pouring back into them. Because it's great if I put something on paper, but if I'm not actually pouring into those goals and taking action to create the life that those goals are setting me up to create, then it's again just checking up a box on a piece of paper. So I like the CORN framework way better than I do the SMART or the smarter goals. But you could go online and find all sorts of different types of frameworks depending on what your personality type is or how you're motivated. That might be a better framework for you in setting those types of goals.
Yeah, I think it's just so pushed on, especially whenever you're a junior or senior in high school or you're junior and senior in college. People are like, what, especially family, what are you gonna do? What is your plan? And it really just puts this stress that I have come to understand you don't need, because it's you are going to figure it out based on what you want, and your timeline is gonna look different to other people. I have one friend who's practically married. I have another friend who's about to get proposed. I have another friend that she just got in a relationship and they're practically an old married couple, and then I'm single, and it's just the way that everybody's in a different season, especially when you're in your 20s. Do you just have like any tips for people who may have not realized that part yet?
You just gave me goosebumps because I'm just thinking about like what I was like my senior year of college. And I mean, you got to give your parents and those people of influence in your life a little bit of slack because they don't know what they don't know. I mean, I look back to my parents who never went to college. They've only ever farmed. And so when I went to them for advice on this stuff, they didn't know how to help me or support me. They only did what they thought they needed to do, which was, what are you going to do with your life? What, you know what I mean? And so what are your goals? They didn't know how to support me. And so we got to give them a little bit of slack because one, they don't know because they didn't experience. They only know what their, society is telling them that they should be pushing on you. But at the same time, it's like, our world has changed so much. Like from the time my parents were my age versus when I was your age versus, all these things, like our world has changed a lot. And the standard has changed. The way that we learn has changed. The expectations has changed. And the way we can make money has changed. And it's so I think my best advice to you is tolerate listening to your parents, which I'm probably going to get a little flack on this, especially if your mom and dad listen, but tolerate what they have to say. But I would ultimately advise you to put your blinders on and focus on where you want to go. And investing in someone like a coach, like what I do, or even someone similar to what I do, just having that mentor in your life that's a third party that's not emotionally or financially involved in your decisions and is kind of that voice of reason and discernment is something I would really advise you to do. And so, get, like you said, get on LinkedIn. Start connecting with people who are in roles or do something similar to what you want to do, and just ask them if they would jump on a call with you, go out to coffee with you. I was actually mentoring a young college student later last year, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get myself set up for some internships, and my girlfriend's grandpa has this company, and I really want to intern there, but I'm kind of like scared to go about it because he's my girlfriend's grandpa." And he's like, "I don't really know what to do about this." And I was like, "Here's what you do. You get yourself prepared with a couple of really key questions, and you ask him if he would go out to coffee with you or if you can buy him lunch, and just say, "Hey, I'd love to pick your brain. Can we go out to lunch sometime? My treat. I just want to, pick your brain about some things." And he ended up leaving with an internship, and like just kind of broke the ice with his girlfriend's grandpa. And I mean, that's the best thing that you can do. I mean, I know that financially, you guys can't always afford to invest in some of these resources or coaching or classes or whatever. I mean, you've already put yourselves through college, right? And so sometimes the finances is a little tight, but I mean, the thing that you could do that I think so many people my age and older is just like, maybe you buy me lunch, buy me a coffee, and pick my brain about some things, but be serious and be prepared about it. Don't waste our time because it is precious, but we are more than willing, at least most of us are more than willing to jump on an hour call or meet you for lunch and try to support you because we do want to see the next generation successful. We do want to leave a legacy. We do want to see you guys pouring back into the agriculture industry because we have a responsibility to feed the world and we need people excited about that. And so find those people that can be in your tribe and be in your corner if you don't have one in your family. Go out and find somebody outside of that too.
Yeah, I think, a lot of the older generation are like, oh, ag's dying. We're losing this land. Farmers are having to sell out. But I think a lot of them don't see that this, my generation and the generation that's coming are so passionate. I was lucky to be in FFA when I was because everybody was go, 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 and just so ready. But I definitely like what you said about, just go out and have questions and talk to people because that's how I ended up in an internship at my local radio station, which has now evolved into me being there almost 3 years, starting this podcast, reaching out. I got an internship at RFD TV for a summer. And so it's just reaching out is the, I think it's the biggest problem for people my age because COVID, I hate to say it again, but it kind of screwed us with the whole, let's just do everything over the phone. Let's not talk. And then it gets to the point where you don't want to call people. You're scared to even email someone in a higher position. But I'm really just trying to encourage people to go out there. Just to kind of end this episode, how can people find you? Now I'll link probably the website page in the show notes if I figure out how to do that. How do people find you?
Yeah, I'm probably most active professionally on LinkedIn, which is Casey Bowl. And then I am on Instagram as Ag Coach Casey.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, good job today. I'm proud of you for stepping out there. I know this is uncomfortable and it's awkward and it's new, but I think that's one of the big things that people who listen in on this can take away is, yeah, you guys may have gotten the shaft over the last couple of years around like how do we like just socialize, how do we be humans, but you got to get over it. I mean, that's the older generation in me kind of giving you the kick in the buzz, like you got to get over it, right? This is life. There's going to be challenges again in the future that you're going to face. It's going to really try to tear you down, but you got to get back up, right? Like that's the thing, is like you're gonna get knocked off that horse 100 more times. It's about getting back on that counts. And so if you're that person, it's like, I'm gonna make the decision, I'm gonna have my back on it, I'm gonna do this, even though it's hard and uncomfortable and other people are being negative about it, I see the possibility. And that's what makes you the pioneer. That's what makes you the leader. That's what makes you different, is going in and doing something that doesn't necessarily feel comfortable. You're doing it anyway, though. So I'm proud of you for doing that.
Well, thank you.